St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the fifth Sunday of Easter, from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8.
My dear friends in Christ, the Lord is risen. He is truly risen. Alleluia. So here we are on the fifth Sunday of Easter. We hear from the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel. It is a passage that is frequently read at weddings and proclaimed at weddings. I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Sometimes in the United States, that is hard for us to hear. I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is the true vine. If we are to bear fruit, and fruit that lasts, we must remain in him. It's hard for us to hear these words as Americans because we're always on the move. We want to go here, we want to go there. And Jesus' invitation is to remain in him, to abide in his love, to be still, to be in his presence. I would encourage you this Sunday to go to church early, to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, but to remain a little bit after Mass and to continue to abide in his love. Most of you have watched me over the past 2 years have seen that I do things quickly. I tend to speak quickly. I tend to walk quickly. I tend to distribute communion very quickly. Once when I was a parish priest, a woman said, you know, Father, when we're coming up for communion, you distribute communion very quickly. And I said, yeah, that's because I was living in Rome and I was saying I was distributing communion at the papal masses and you got a million people coming at you and you just have to go fast, otherwise it takes forever. I said, yeah, but for some of us, it's the only encounter we have with Jesus in the week. And it made me think, well, God's love is never rushed. We have to abide in his love. But we have to abide in his love so that we might bear fruit. This Sunday's gospel is not just about abiding in his love and about being in his presence and allowing his presence to be in us, but it's also about fruitfulness. If we don't bear fruit, we'll be cut off. Sometimes the vine, the grapes have to be pruned back a little bit in order to bear fruit. God is always concerned with our growth. Not our physical growth, but our spiritual growth, our maturation, our growth to full stature in Christ. If we refuse to bear fruit, if we stick our roots in the ground in infertile soil, if we cut ourselves off from Christ, the true vine, if we are stubborn and unwilling to be converted or ever admit mistakes, and we want to do our own thing apart from Christ, we won't bear fruit. Or we will bear fruit that is rotten. Every good tree bears good fruit, and every rotten tree bears rotten fruit, and we shall know them by their fruits. What type of fruit is God calling you to bear for his church? What type of fruit is there within your family or within your business? Is it fruit that is abundant in the things that matter most to the Lord? What is the source of this growth? Is it yourself and your own efforts? Sometimes we think in America in a rather Pelagian way, if I just work hard enough and work hard enough, I'll get to my goal. And the glory will be mine. But that's not really a very Christian attitude. In the end, the source of our fruitfulness, the source of our growth, has to be Christ the Lord. He is the true vine, but his precious blood helps the whole vine, the branches, the grapes, all to grow and flourish. May we remain attached to Jesus Christ, the source of our life, for he is risen. He is truly risen.
Thanks for listening to this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez, and I invite you to visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.